The United Nations is trying to put together a peacekeeping force for Liberia to replace the Nigerian troops currently there. UN officials say thousands of peacekeepers are needed across Liberia before the reconstruction of the West African nation can begin. Over the last few years, neighboring Sierra Leone has been host to the largest UN peacekeeping mission in the world. That country is trying to put its own bloody civil war behind it. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Freetown, there's still a long way to go, but the efforts at rebuilding Sierra Leone are beginning to show some progress.
People here will tell you that Sierra Leone is one of the richest nations in Africa. It has vast diamond and bauxite deposits. There are abundant fishing grounds off the coast. The soil is so fertile, anything will grow. But according to the United Nations, Sierra Leone is the least developed country on Earth. Average incomes are about 50 cents a day. Life expectancy rates here are dismal. The average citizen only reaches the age of 38. And on top of all that, Sierra Leone was ravaged throughout the 1990s by civil war. The war was officially declared over in January of 2002. In the last year and a half, the country has slowly been rebuilding with significant assistance from the international community.
We have the pigs, so we applied to UNDP for the construction of the building.
In April, with a grant from the United Nations Development Program, Shafia Alman Batre started a pig farm about 40 miles outside Freetown. During the decade-long civil war, everyone fled from this area, and she says all the fields of rice, groundnuts, and cassava were planted this year. Batre says that when the rebels were roaming the countryside, no one raised crops or pigs because it would have invited a rebel attack.
During the war, it was just impossible during the war to erect such a building because they will take it away. In fact, there is no need for it to, because they won't allow you. They will kill you. They will take everything you have in your hand at that moment and kill you.
The rebels in Sierra Leone's civil war didn't just kill. They abducted child soldiers, raped and looted with impunity, and in their signature act, chopped off the hands, ears, and feet of civilians. Now Batre and thousands of others who fled these terrifying combatants are attempting to reestablish the country's basic agricultural infrastructure. For the first time last year, rice production returned to pre-war levels, although it's still not enough to feed the nation. The peace in Sierra Leone has not come cheap, and the bill is being borne primarily by the United Nations. At one point, the UN had more than 17,000 peacekeepers in this country of just 5 million people. Alan Doss, the head of the UN mission for Sierra Leone, or UNAMSIL, says the UN operation has accomplished a lot over the last 2 years.
The armed elements have gone. Children are going to school, carrying books and not weapons. More than 500,000 refugees and internally displaced have been resettled. So these are all, I think, very tangible benefits that have come about, of course, by the efforts of the people of Sierra Leone, but also because there was this support from the international community through the UN mission here, through UNAMSIL.
But much remains to be done. According to UNICEF, 60% of the country's health clinics and a third of the nation's schools were damaged in the fighting. Roads haven't been repaired for more than a decade. Electricity in the capital is sporadic and non-existent in most of Sierra Leone. In addition to rebuilding physical infrastructure, Sierra Leone needs to break out of the cycle of corruption, which has undermined the country in the past.
Corruption runs through the entire fabric of society from the highest to the lowest level.
Val Collier, the head of the Sierra Leone Anti-Corruption Commission, says rebels gained support for their crusade, in part because citizens had lost faith in the central government.
Corruption played a very good part, just like how cancer would sort of rip through the human body. Because when there is this lack of credibility between the people who are being governed and the governors, it is a recipe for disaster.
And corruption is still rampant in Sierra Leone. The latest scandal is at the central bank, where employees were caught recycling checks, cashing a single government draft multiple times and pocketing the proceeds. The agency that's had the most bribery complaints lodged against it is the police. Collier and others say that as the country rebuilds roads and schools and utilities, it also needs to rebuild the basic fabric of government. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.